The White House says President Obama will sign a fast-tracked congressional bill to end the furloughs of air traffic controllers. Operators of smaller Northwest airports hope the measure also stops the planned closure of their control towers. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
As of now, more than a dozen of the less busy airport control towers in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho remain on a list to be deactivated in early June. They're potential casualties of across-the-board federal budget cuts at the Federal Aviation Administration. Congressional legislation to soften the impact of sequestration does not explicitly reverse that course, but Airport Industry Association President Spencer Dickerson says the FAA knows that's the legislative intent.
Before, they were saying they didn't have the resources, they didn't have any flexibility, and they didn't have any discretion. Now they do. That obstacle's been removed.
Neither Dickerson nor the FAA could say how soon the affected airport operators will get certainty about continued control tower operations. In flight school, all pilots learn how to take off and land at an airfield without a staffed control tower. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.